This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the committee hearings that took place along with the annual veto session.
Our guardian ad litem system is something that has been a concern for senators.
Among the hearings held was one by the Missouri Senate Health and Welfare Committee. Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman of Arnold chairs the panel. She says the point of last week's hearing was to discuss ongoing challenges guardians ad litem are experiencing.
One of the very frustrating things as sitting in the seat is we hear testimony from our constituents again and again and again about how the system in their circuit isn't working. And frankly, the evidence bears that out. And we also hear from GALs across the state who have dedicated their lives to try to help children. I think the purpose of this hearing is to make it clear that we hear the GALs who are working that the proposed solutions have not been according to what they would like to see happen. But it is also clear that something needs to happen because what's happening in some circuits is a systemic statutory problem.
The committee also heard from guardians ad litem. Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City was among those who talked with those who testified.
There are GALs that will go see children as young as, I don't know, I've had appointed cases where the GAL went and saw a four-month-old just to check the status and see how the child was living with the grandmother or whatever. So that's your own personal choice. I just want to make that clear, correct? Right, because it's more than just having a conversation with the child, right? It's to your job is to do what's in the child's best interest.
In addition, several joint committees also met.
If we could get started this morning.
The newly formed Joint Committee on Rural Economic Development held its first hearing on September 13th. Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb is the panel's co-chair.
This committee was formed for looking at obstacles and opportunities in our rural counties, seeing things that we can identify to, once again, look at our population decline, look at things that we can do to bring industry in. So I would really challenge the committee if you have ideas or anything that we bring to the committee for ideas on how to bring our rural third-class counties economically and making them more viable.
Joint Committee on Transportation Oversight is being called to order. Ben, call the roll.
Senators Fitzwater.
Here.
In addition, the Joint Committee on Transportation Oversight held a hearing. This committee tends to meet during the week of veto session. In this case, the group gathered to get an update on upcoming construction along I-70 through Missouri, which was included in this year's state operating budget. In the meantime, lawmakers can continue to pre-file legislation for next year's regular legislative session. These measures will receive their official bill number starting on December 1st. Pre-filing begins on July 1st each year. Legislation is numbered based on a senator's seniority. There are other criteria in case there are more than one senator who has been in the Missouri Senate for the same length of time. For the first day, bills are given their numbers. Each senator is allowed to pre-file three proposals. Others are allowed to follow starting after December 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.